Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 121. It's a Small World. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to Memory 121 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. So we just got back from California. We just got to visit the recently renovated Disney California Adventure. I gotta say, I love Cars Land. You know, the pictures, again, don't do it justice, and it was really just such a cool place. We honestly spent a good part of our day there. We kept going back and forth to ride different rides there or eat lunch in Flo's VA Cafe. So we did everything we could there that we really just got fully every experience out of it. Unfortunately, because we kind of ran into the park and straight back to Cars Land, I felt like I kind of missed out on what was being offered up in the Carthay Circle area, those changes there. I didn't really wanted to spend a little more time kind of looking around, but still, it's a great improvement. We did not get to see World of Color, so, well, I guess I just have to go back. It's going to be a little while before I do get to do that, but my brother and my sister and their families all got to go see it. We were still very much on East Coast time, so our kids were done by like 7 o'clock. We just couldn't make it through the night. You know, the kids were getting bolder on attractions. They're really just enjoying things. I think our season pass to Kentucky Kingdom here in Kentucky really has helped that. So they really are just enjoying more and more things, and we're really I'm looking forward to seeing what else they're going to start doing. But we'll cover this trip at some point in the future. Let's pick back up with our current trip that we've been reliving in the Magic Kingdom. We'll pick back up as we've just come down Main Street and we're trying different little locations, trying to decide where we want to eat on our way to at least do one more attraction. We're entering into the Fantasyland area and we've been looking for places to eat. Vegetarian. We've decided that we have a little bit of time for at least one more ride, so we'll hit It's a Small World. The wait like everything else today, is pretty much non-existent. We just walk in, tell the guy how many people are in our party, and we're on. And as we take off from the loading dock area, you can see into the Pinocchio Village house, and up there are some cast members with signs. I'm not sure, you know, if this is normal or not. But it made me laugh. They you know, got signs like "Do the Chicken Dance" or "Do the Wave" or something like that. And so, you know, it just entertains us because you can see them and they can see us, and they've got kids up in the window doing it as well. And it's very much a fun interaction between the ride and between those eating dinner. The ride is just as normal. As soon as we're done, we return back to the crowds of Fantasyland, which, again, are very light. And we'll head back up to the Main Street USA and eat at Tony's Town Square. We'll end with some audio of our dinner, but there really isn't a whole lot to hear. So we'll just pick back up next time after dinner, and we're ready to hit the rest of the evening renewed and energized and ready for our night. We really love It's a Small World. In the Magic Kingdom, there's just something about this attraction that is just pure happiness. The kids think it's so cool. It must be the little dolls or something like that. I'm not sure what. They can now recognize and sometimes sing along with the song whenever they hear it, you know, on Pandora or on my iPod. You'll never guess that this attraction was an original, that's only had just a few updates or additions. They really just hit it out of the park when they first designed it. I have a feeling that for a long time yet, this will be a must-see attraction for us. And between you and me, I'm okay with that. So do you have a fond memory of your kids on It's a Small World? Or does listening to my adventures, trigger a fond memory of one of your own trips to Disney World? Please come and share it with the rest of us. And while you're at it, leave me some feedback on the show simply by visiting the WDW Memories website at wdw-memories.net. There you'll find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on social media, or maybe view some of my photos or videos. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your memories and feedback that way. If you like this show and want to help others find it, a review on iTunes helps move us up that search results list, or maybe mention us on a tweet, on Facebook, on Google+, on Pinterest, or whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. Finally, if you want to help support the podcast in some small way, you can click on the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or a recurring donation of any amount you like. And don't forget to check out the affiliate links on our website for other great information that helps support the show. And some of those funds have already gone to the purchase of the new recorder, which has greatly improved the quality of my in-park recordings. And if you want to know more about my recorder, go to the website. I've actually got it in our About section now. So today's memory is in binaural. So I suggest putting those headphones on to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we ride on the happiest cruise to ever set sail.
Yeah. You ought to try wearing a black backpack. How about we get on it? Seventeen minutes from now. So basically, yeah, we'll go do this. We'll go back up front.
So since Kelly had done it, I finally realized I could. But if you look closely, you'll see why I took the picture. Figured out.
Because he's wearing the shoes. So you see above the, you see through the windows? That's the other restaurant that I was talking about. That's Pinocchio's Village House. I'm not saying it's the ride that's noisy. I'm saying it's a lot, it's just lots of kids. It's not a quiet dining experience. Come on, Mikey boy. Mikey boy. Okay. Well,
now you tell.
Susie, can you hold up four fingers for the gentleman? Go to number three.
How many here? I should probably be on the outside. What's that?
It's the 5 o'clock bell. Do the chicken dance. They want us to do a chicken dance. We can go look afterwards if you want.
Thank you.
Dumbo. It's like a dog. Thank you. What was that, Mikey?
You like that, Mikey?
Yeah.
How are we looking?
It's 5:11 right now.
Okay. What kind of weights on stuff?
Peter Pan could be bad right now. But we're supposed to obtain some fast passes.
For Peter Pan?
Yeah.
Are we going to swing by and do that?
We can. I would do that on the way back up to get some food if we go do that, unless you want to go peek by Village House too.
You want to do it again? We're going to go do something else, Mikey. Are you
sit
getting
down.
Hungry yet?
Sit down. You're hungry? Sit down.
No, sit down.
Sit down,
here,
now.
Sit down.
Why don't you go over to Pinocchio? I'll get the stroller and come find you. Susie, you got your sunglasses? Okay.
in order to do things here in the park.
Do you want, okay, what are we doing? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, we're going back up front?
Yes.
Tony, you want? Can you wait till we get back up to the restaurant, or do you want to go right now?
I'm sorry. Right now.
All right, let's go over to Rapunzel's super duper bathrooms. Yeah. You see the tower? Look in front of you. That's Rapunzel's tower.
Can we get any more fast passes right now?
No, we can only get one right now.
Stay with Daddy, okay? Please hold my hand.
So take it, the Haunted Mansion's probably out.
It's probably out.
For our kids.
Yeah. I don't even like it. Yeah, same one. Every hour.
Do you hear something? glittering assemblage. I was quite distressed at not receiving an invitation.
Black water bottle.
And oversight, I'm sure.
Slipped onto there.
I've seen pretty much every single one I've seen out here.
You have a dream to share.
Yeah.
You do? Oh, yes, my dear. I do. Listen well. You see, my friends, the time has come to bring my gift, my wish to you. Starting today, this kingdom will change to the place where nightmares come true.
No. No.
Same one for years?
Yes.
No one truly believes any longer. Which is why it is a perfect time for me to return.
No, it's just my own pet peeve.
You believe in dreams is a
I think the moving faces is really cool. Yeah, but the content is still so stale and boring.
Sir!
How about?
I don't know why you always assume they can't hear me.
Somebody can.
You hear him? Not getting sunburned. No, you take those sunglasses with me.
Bring your drink in, Susie. Mikey, yeah, wrong way.
Get your bottle. Yeah, you can. That's pretty cool. Okay, nice cold water.
I don't know if it's not last time.
Where'd he go?
Right behind him.
Good job, Mikey.
Her glasses are in the bag.
Her glasses are?
Hers are, yes.
What are you doing?
Yeah, Mikey.
Is that big backyard? Keep going, Mikey boy. Hurry up. All set?
We'll be calling you as soon as you take.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think she basically put our chair on our reservation on hold or something like that. She didn't actually get a reservation set up for us. She just checked us in and said they'll be back in a little while.
Oh. That's nice.
Well, it's Tony's. This is the night. It's a beautiful night. That's Tony's restaurant in Lady and the Tramp. That's where we're eating right now, is at Tony's.
I understand. What does that have to do with her holding our reservation?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the movie. Y'all want to go eat in the restaurant in the movie?
Yeah. They just want to watch the movie. They're like, can we just stay? How about take the movie? Feel free.
Follow mommy. We're going to go eat.
You know, all you do is come. Wait, sit down.
No, that's for Mikey. We can ask. Do you have another one? That'll save us much arguing. Arguments. Thank you. Hey, Susie. Hey, Susie. Watch out.
Where'd you put the camera?
Right here on the floor next to me. That probably isn't wise. I guess I could. Thank you. Oh, okay. No. Okay. Water.
They get a drink with theirs. Yes.
You
want to do? Apple juice, chocolate milk. Let's do apple. We do apple juice this time. We had chocolate milk for lunch. Let's try that.
Yes.
Yeah. And just so that you know a little bit about the kids' menu. Right here, that's the prize. It comes with the drink and the meal and whatever it comes on the table. So this one, because this one's a healthy menu, they have been looking at the nutrition and all this stuff, like less calorie. So that's why there's no substitution on this one. And that is the one, pretty much it's just the pizza. You can like do the substitution with anything you like over here. Alright? Sounds good?
Right.
And also let you know the spaghetti with meatball, that one comes with the whole wheat pasta. So if you want something to wake it up pasta, I can do that for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. There you go. You want to go help mommy find this?
Watch out. Oh, say, excuse me. Sorry.
Sorry. No, no, I'm sorry. Mike, you want to help mommy go find this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Susie, you want to go? Or do you want to stay with me and we'll go look around at all the pictures? I see. Yeah. Stay with me, Suze. Do you see all the pictures on the wall? See Jim Deere and Arlene. Yeah, with the baby and lady. What else do you see? Thank you. Thank you. Ready? Soaked it? Oh no.
Dude, she had a bag on the table. Can we get another one? How big is it? I know, but my meat is all wet.
Yeah. There's a shop right next door. It's going to take forever for me to find another waiter or waitress that's not busy. Excuse me, do you have like a large shopping bag? Beck, can I get two of them?
How are you?
Sure, will this fit?
That two of those would be great. Oh, we have one of those. Okay, so that would be perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Bray Taylor, what did you think of it?